The next question, which should be generated by your opening question, is, what is it? Your opening remark should cause the person to say, what have you got? What is it? If it doesn't generate that response, then it's not a good enough question. It's not breaking the person's preoccupation. If the person says, well, I'm really not interested, it means that your opening question is not emphatic enough. It's not aimed at something that the customer wants. It's amazing how many people introduce themselves and their company and their product line and how long they've been in town, none of which is of any interest to the customer. And finally, the customer says, well, I'm really not interested. Thank you very much. So what you do is you drop everything and you focus solely on the key benefit that you think that person wants to enjoy. You're selling microcomputer products. You walk in, you don't say, do you currently have a computer? Are you interested in a computer? You say, how would you like to save $1,000 a month on your administrative costs? What's the answer to that question? What is it? That's right. How do I do it? For that, I'm willing to listen to you for a few seconds. Now, you may have something and you may not, but for that kind of a benefit, I'm willing to give you a couple of minutes. You've got my attention, sir. You see, and this is the importance of the question. As I say, 95% of people wing it, and they can't understand why they're so frustrated in their telephone and in their personal presentations. So moving on, your first selling job is to get the person to listen to you. And before the prospect will relax and listen to you, he wants to be sure of five things. He wants to be sure that you have something important to communicate. That's why you hint at the result or benefit in your first sentence. The second thing is he wants to make sure that you're talking to the right buyer. Now, you should have qualified by going through the receptionist or someone else to make sure you're talking to the right person. And if you have any doubts at all, ask them, are you the person that I would talk to about increasing sales in your organization? Are you the person that I would talk to about cutting costs of administration? Are you the person that I would talk to with regard to this particular benefit within the organization? And the person will say, yes, I am, or no, I'm not. But by all means, be sure you're talking to the right person. There's no point in doing a wonderful sales presentation to somebody who's not in a position to make a buying decision. You also want to be assured that your visit will be short. People are terribly busy today, and they become very, very uptight and nervous if they think somebody's going to take up a lot of their time. So you must assure them very early that you're only going to take up a couple of minutes to tell them about this benefit that you've suggested. They want to be sure that they will be placed under no obligation and that you will not use high pressure. So you have to do everything right at the beginning of the talk. And let me give you my method for doing this, which I've taught now to thousands of people, and they've tried it, and they have found that it has completely turned their effectiveness in getting appointments around, either by telephone or cold calling. It's very simply this. You ask a well-structured question, an imaginative question aimed at the benefit. Remember, when you have asked a question, the natural, habitual, conditioned response is that the person must answer your question before they say anything else. If you ask a person, what time is it, before they can say anything else, they are conditioned to respond and tell you what time it is. If you ask a person, may I ask you a question? Almost invariably, the person will say, yes. When you say, would you like to hear a proven method whereby you could increase your sales by 20 to 30% per year, the person has to think about that question before they can say anything else and give you an answer. I only had one person tell me no, by the way. No, I'm not interested. And the reason they weren't interested is that the receivers had just come in and closed the company down. And he said on the phone, he said, it's too late for us. I wish you'd called me 6 months ago. But every other sales manager I ever spoke to with that question said, yes, I'm interested. When would you like to come in and talk? So the next question is simply this, is be polite and respectful and say, I would just need about 10 minutes of your time to show you what I've got and you can judge for yourself. Now, it's very important because there's a lot of natural sales resistance, especially making a telephone appointment. The person's very resistant. They'll say, well, what is it? Can you tell me what it is? You say, Mr. Prospect, I would like to tell you what it is, but I have something I have to show you. And it'll just take me about 10 minutes, and then you can judge for yourself. You can decide for yourself whether or not it's the sort of thing that you're looking for. It's very important that you repeat this two or three times. You can judge for yourself. You be the judge. You decide for yourself. I just want to show you something that hundreds of other companies are using that are very happy with it. We're having tremendous success. You take a look at it. It'll take you 10 minutes, and you can decide for yourself. You've got to get that message across on the telephone. If you do that, you'll be all right. You see, anybody can give you 10 minutes. They can't give you half an hour before the month after next, but they can give you 10 minutes right away if you've got something that's of interest to them. So you say, you be the judge, I just need 10 minutes of your time. And then say, would tomorrow afternoon or the next morning be satisfactory? Or how about sometime today? Don't make the mistake of doing what many people do, saying, how about 10:30 this morning or 11:20 tomorrow morning. You don't give them choice of one time or another. You choose odd times. This is called the insurance company method of getting appointments. And everybody's heard it so many times that just the sound of it on the telephone turns them off, even if they're interested in your proposal. Just say, would you have 10 minutes free somewhere around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? If the person says no, you say, well, how about in the morning, or how about the morning after that? But keep asking, how about the morning after that? How about the Monday after that? Keep asking until the person says, well, yes, you could come in around 10 or about 9:30 or whatever it happens to be. Just ask insistently for a time. Now, one of the things that happens here, which you must be very careful about in the approach, if the person has said, yes, well, I'm interested, I'm curious, I like to know what it is, I like to put aside 10 minutes, you have something you have to show me, in other words, you can't tell me what it is over the phone, all right, and then they'll say, well, why don't you call me next Monday and we'll set a time. You ever had this? Whenever they say that, say, look, I have my date book right here. Is yours handy? Now, you know theirs is handy because it's right there on their desk. You say, why don't we set a time right now? Now, every time somebody has ever done that to me over the phone, I just smile because I think that is so excellent. It's so professional to say, look, I've got my day timer right here. Is yours handy? Why don't we set a time right now? And they'll always say, why, sure, why not? And they'll set a time right then. Don't ever allow them to put you off until calling next Monday morning, because then you're into the same darn thing again. Set a time, say, how about 9:30, 7:45, 5:15, whatever it happens to be, any time that's convenient for them, and then be there on time.